Neil Patrick Harris stars in a new show on Netflix. The story begins when his character, Michael, is dumped by a longtime boyfriend.
I just need some time on my own to figure things out.
After 17 years, you don't figure things out alone in another apartment with the Hermes towels and the wine.
I only took things that I paid for.
And just like that, Michael suddenly finds himself middle-aged and single trying to date in New York City. Cue the hijinks. The show is called Uncoupled. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, welcome. You know, for some people, that's a fate worse than death, being middle-aged and having to date again.
The whole premise of the show, yes. We're all sweating bullets here thinking about it. Neil Patrick Harris, you know, this is interesting. He's been out for more than 15 years as gay, but this show is one of the few times he's actually played a gay man on TV. How does he do?
I think he does a great job. I mean, anybody who's watched his career knows he's a really versatile actor, and he's somebody who has a real touch with a punchline. You know, even though in real life, you know, he's a much different kind of person. You know, he's married, he's a father. You really do get the sense that he's in tune with what this character is going through and some of the stuff he's facing. And of course, you know, a story like this would not be complete without the best friend character. And so they've cast Tisha Campbell as his best friend. And, you know, I've been a fan of hers ever since she was on Martin. And so it's great to sort of see the interplay that the two of them have. And we have a great little clip here where she talks him out of texting the guy who dumped him. So let's check it out.
What are you doing? Wait, what?
I have to let him know that I know.
Oh, no. Give me that.
Are you kidding me?
Give me this. No angry text, no drunk text, no communication at all. It makes you look weak. Plus, it doesn't work. If it did, I'd be married 8 times by now.
So there you go. You know, not only is Neil Patrick Harris great in the role, but, you know, he's bouncing off a lot of these great characters. And we, you know, get to see a little bit of the nightlife and a little bit of the social scene in New York City, which is also a wonderful plus.
Well, you say that, and I think it's smart to do it because this show, if you've seen any of it, or if you're just listening to our conversation, it's kind of hard not to make the connection to Sex and the City. Let's listen to a cut from the 1990s classic.
Welcome to the age of uninnocence. No one has breakfast at Tiffany's and no one has affairs to remember. Instead, we have breakfast at 7 a.m. and affairs we try to forget as quickly as possible.
All right, now the link here is that Darren Star created both Sex and the City and Uncoupled. So go ahead and make the comparison for us, Eric.
You know, it was interesting because when Sex and the City was at its height, there were a lot of stories that talked about how Darren Star created the show, and it was also show run by a different man, Michael Patrick King, who's also a gay man. And there was a sense that this was the kind of show that gay men would write for themselves if they were allowed to do it at the time. And so now you look at Uncoupled and you get the sense that this might have been the kind of show that Darren Star might have created or that Michael Patrick King might have created if they were allowed to center, you know, a sex comedy on gay men years and years and years ago. Maybe this is the kind of show that he was always hoping to create or was trying to create. And some of the same issues are coming up. How do you rebound from a romance that you thought was the thing? How do you, you know, handle putting yourself back out there and exposing yourself emotionally to people? And, you know, how do you deal with a social scene that feels like it's, you know, ramped up and involving all these people who are so much younger than you are? That's a lot of themes that they kind of touched on. So there's a lot that these two shows have in common. They share a lot of DNA, and it's interesting to see where they intersect and how they're different.
Makes you wonder if there's any way this show, Uncoupled, could have anywhere near the impact that Sex and the City did. And you know, Netflix has been struggling lately, lost nearly 1 million subscribers in the second quarter of this year. Do you think it's the kind of show that Netflix needs right now?
I'm not sure it's going to be the kind of broad-based franchise-level hit that Netflix needs. What Netflix really needs is to create shows that are more like Stranger Things. Stranger Things is a big attention-getting show that draws huge numbers. That's a franchise that has lived on for season after season. And they really need more shows like that. They need big, bold, you know, shows that draw in viewers and will make people want to subscribe to Netflix and make them want to hold on to Netflix. They've got another show coming out, The Sandman, based around a character from a graphic novel that has lots of fans. And that's the kind of show that I think will be a bigger hit. Uncoupled is a cute show that I think a lot of people will like. I don't know that it's going to inspire the kind of subscriber loyalty that they really need. But a great platform needs both kinds of shows. You need those big shows to draw people in, but you also need shows that are just well-crafted and that touch your heart and that are fun to watch. And that's what Uncoupled is, really.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joining us today from Las Vegas. Eric, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.